Let the wicked accuse me, and God stand. And to the angel of the church in Pergamum, love. These things said he to cast a sharp sword. I know thy works, where thou dwellest, even thy prison ceases. Thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith. Even in those days were very antiquated of my faithful mother, to the same moment when Satan fell. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there been the fool to something of fear. It's not good to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel. Sacrifice unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also then withhold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which they are here. Repent, or else thou wilt come unto thee quicker, and wilt fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Even at the age of 7 years, what has Philip said unto the church? To him that overcometh, will I give to thee of a hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth. Just notice the word, speak in verse 17, to him that overcomes. And God will bless his holy one. In the assembly of the money these days, many believers are not finding the path easy. In many cases, in the assembly, there is tension, there are fears, there are trials that test the church. The outcome is dispute, disagreement, tending to division, and the four circumstances bring in focus as a creditor. And many things are us and me. They have explanation. They have excuse. Not enough love. Not enough change. Not enough exhibition. You could go over them as readily and easily as I can. You must say, but those are facts. Yes, those are facts. But now, what is it exactly that keeps people in the assembly? Why are believers associated with an assembly prepared to stay? I want to submit to your friends this evening that that which catches the deepest part of our being is this: the conviction that we are in the right place. Not only the right place, but the only right place. And that conviction will allow me to stay there. We say that conditions are difficult. Conditions are distressing. But I don't think that mentions designed a more congenial tool in denominational terms. I'm leaving that question just for a moment, because I want to see you this afternoon in this condition. I'm sure, or I think to show, that God in those circumstances, people, could well have a purpose, you be there. Because I would submit to you that the whole tenor of the Lord's messages in the seventh chapter focus upon this, the overcomer, in the very circumstance, in the different circumstance, in the trying circumstance, and the Lord expects a believer with a critical conviction to stay there. But just a moment now. Let's focus on the church at Pergamon and see this. The overcomer in the circumstances that we described in the moment in Pergamon. He promised two things. The overcomer. Two things. The first is to eat. To eat. You see, living in Pergamon, they were in danger of eating. But it was to eat, then you sacrifice your idol. That was the thing. But the Lord will show that for you to overcome, he has a different eating. The eating of the heavy man. You see what that? I submit that's the development of a spiritual appetite. Man has taken you back to the wilderness. We are. And we call them up. And the hidden portion of man looking for God. The implication is this. The people of power who develop an appetite for that which is peculiarly, preciously, particularly belonging to God. Will be a feeling of one's life. Did you think of that? The second note is this. He would give a price for. That's not the usual word for soul. It's only used once in the New Testament, in Acts 22. When all speaks of the broken head, I give my vote against it. But the Lord says, here's a believer in distressing, difficult, discouraging circumstances, developing not only a spiritual appetite, but something more. Likely, in Pergamon, you couldn't get access to the idol temple without a proof. That's the reason. Access into the presence of that which they call a God. But the Savior said to the simple believer, given no circumstance, I'll give it the white stone. And the new name, that after your name, what that means? That's the development of character. That's the character that is developed in those circumstances. Did you think of that? It means like, of course, our contemporary circumstances to be ideal, every one of us will. We look at the conditions of to be such that we would enjoy. laws. Conditions, circumstances, difficulties, distresses, discrepancies, and what is this other? I've developed with gains of that believer and a fantasy for things that he was not otherwise have enjoyed. I develop a character to whom I'll be able to see the brilliant effect. The staff of my funeral is the very presence of God. Can you do it on that? Would you not please self-taking take a look at your condition, at your circumstance, if I could? And simply put it in your heart. Is God teaching? Is God training? Is God testing? Developing a capacity? If you don't know why, then maybe if I could put it like this, even ideal conditions wouldn't develop. And the character that indeed will not only be in working with type, but in pardon what he said. That's the point I want to Now I want you to see that this message of the Lord to the end of Pergamon highlights the second of a three performance act that emanates from spiritual festival. You can get that if you look at the Lord's message in the sermon, the one before. There you have mentioned the synagogue of Satan. Why? When you come to the church of Pergamon, you have mentioned the seat or the throne of Satan. When you come to the Lord's message to the next church, it's Thyatira, it's the death of Satan. In outline, the three kinds of attacks that Satan makes on spiritual methodology. Take the synagogue of Satan, it's Smyrna. That clearly has a Jewish background and shaped both the religious fanaticism that opposed the name of Christ. And in its very opposition, it drew in the imperial power of Rome to come across the desert. That's the faithful church. And it's to be faithful even unto death. Now that's Satan's idea. Persecution. Do you know even the name in all of that? Satan is still rooted in that text. To destroy what is for God. Now, in the prophetic scripture of these churches, that I just mentioned in the past, Smyrna covers that period, which apostolic, when persecution after persecution came to them all burst upon the church. The imperial pagan rule sought to destroy what was for past. Care persecution. The last supper that diabetes came to the cross. The Christ. That's the period of the mark. That's why the imperial rule from North Africa, which the God of the martyrs is the seed of the church. From Polycarp's life, standing at that altar, testifying this time, for 4 and 6 years have I served my master, the assembly of all. How can I depart? That would be persecution for me. But Satan has another test. When he comes to the church of Pergamon, it's not to crush the church. your mind, Richard.
Talk your mind.
Here you are, the measure of the fool, dear. The sheep, dear. What did I do? To introduce into the church principles and practices that belong to the world, so that worldly acts come in and the world is gone.
Now we definitely carry that a little bit more.
We see more. But we come to give us
one to do.
But that's one of the best. The whole picture is the true thing. It's not sinners thinking, it's sinning really. Thinking is the truth.
Now, the church is compromised with that. This church in the prophetic picture, you know,
follows the persecution history. That persecution rate in the history of the church down to 312 AD. Babylonian great. The birth of Constantine. What a shame that was. My, all the heathen temples were sprinkled and became Christian churches. Heathen preachers were not telling you that they became Christian preachers. The old pagan practices were introduced under new names. What is it?
Not very good. It's pagan-ization.
What is that? Didn't you know that Pergamos was the place to which the Babylonian priest led in the year 539 BC?
When Babylon led, where that center of idolatry was attacked by the oppressive power of the Greek priest led from Babylon,
where did it go?
Pergamos. In the school of Assyria, the medical center of the world, they set up the ministry for the old Babylonian physicians. That's why the insignia of the medical profession is the star of the inclined servant. Babylon. When Pergamos was seated by the palace to Rome, all those ministry with the priest, moved to the Etruscan plain. They moved to Rome. And you get the picture? You get the visualization? You know, in this period, following 312, when indeed visualization reached its finisher, Julius Caesar had warned the free reign Pontifex Maximus that came from the Babylonian century, the great priest. He Caesar after him was until one of the emperors succeeding Caesar passed it over to the Bonifacius, go to the master, bishop of Rome, Damascus by day, and he wore the ring on the best man. The high priest, the great Babylonian religion, now identified with the bishop of Rome. The 606, the bishop of Rome, became universal bishop. Boniface, the first pope. Can you bring the line? Patron has entered. Compromise. Places. Practices. Principles. That belong to the world. Particularly the Sabbath. Were introduced wholesale into the prophetic text. The picture of Pergamon. Here unfolded. Well, the word Pergamon, this is new in what you do at this time, an actual matter. I submit a better understanding would be this. The third is the death. Down with man. Against matter. And I'm going to suggest that possibly the best understanding is this. The matter that brought against. The matter that brought me. What happened? It's just the greatest man. Put your hands into the hands of the world, she's compromised. She's been drawn by the synchronization of men behind a Satan. Satan's rule is there. That's the man. That's what Satan does. Satan. When it's really infected, then it rains everywhere. Why stop it? It produces compromise. Take that a step further into my life. You have to get the state. This is not coercion. Question of the church. Compromise of the church. Look at the state of sin. This is the corruption of the church. You will be pleased to say that Thyatira is on full sewer all the principles of Romanism, the papacy, which has reached first hope, right down to 1319, when the burial goes to the church door of Gutenberg, God is. He is to return that which came into the sky. Believe it. That's the treasure of my past. But yet again, our practice, the very death of sin, the stand in contrast to the death of the deep thing of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and the deep thing of sin, and there is Romanism and the remnants. Don't please put this down to the prejudice of us and I hope you won't. It's deeper. It's darker. More terrible than you must. In religion, Rome is seen just how sin-laden. Crushes what he can, erases what he can to compromise, getting rid of it. Persecution becomes patronization and an end to pollution. That's the thing. How good fellowship. You can expect, wouldn't you? That those who will accept assembly principles and practices and religion be accepted. To stand apart. To stand the sin, to stand separate, hope you will do. That's the very point that the Father has. Because conditions are changing. Circumstances are coming in many ways. The call for members of spiritual conviction to put their feet down and say, I'm standing here. I'm staying here. I'm not running away. I'm standing for that of Scripture that reflects my Savior and is given to me by the Spirit of God. Now let's think of that. Because in Pergamon, you're going to see just the dangers that are associated with a testimony. I'm going to say, let's think of for a moment and what it would be like. So live in the city of Pergamon. I'm going to seek to show you there would be three particular things that immediately would be impossible in Pergamon. And it would lead you to think it would be easier, it would be better to compromise. The first thing is this. Pergamon was the city of imperialism. It was the seat of the magistrate. Wasn't the British House one of the most important in the column of Asia? It was certainly the most respected rule. There was a magistrate there on the sea house. The magistrate carried the justice, carried the right of sword. The right of the sword? Yes.
Isn't it interesting that the Lord introduces himself here? And then Jesus has the sharp, two-edged sword. You might be afraid of Roman imperialism. They might tell you it's better to compromise. But I've got a sharp, two-edged sword that comes both ways. That is the truth for the Savior. Speaking to the fish and cutting them off for that which is on the fish. We know the Lord is present. Oh, I can read this simply here, I don't know the line. But it is a great tendency to take political sides. You say that with respect. Of the issue of art, for that politics would go wrong. If you lived in an isolated community on the border country, see the pressure put upon you to cast your vote, to stand the vote to you as a God of friends. My friends, tonight, when I gave my vote to Christ, the night he gave me, and more vote. The command of God, he didn't engross me, have no right to be involved in our causes. Roman imperialism, O Lord of God. There was also other mentions, not only the imperialism, in Burma, for the intellectualism, to bring many of those truths. All the way of the scientificism. Oh, you would be a kind of backwards man displaying your ignorance if you didn't accept the compromise. You're being a bit fanatic, aren't you? Can you see to the intellectual grace of those who know better? Can you acknowledge that indeed educated people don't need no fanatical as that. They will read with the daily revolution. No, brother, the word daily is a lie of a living. The believer in the center with the spirit of truth, the spirit of truth, speaking with heart and preserved from a false intellectualism. Though there will be more of the knowledge. The university of Benjamin don't have. They're nothing. They do touch the deep things of God. The Spirit of God. Don't you recognize the word? I know. They said about. I know. You know, they might say it's cheaper to compromise. What, that's the word? They might say that it is better to compromise. More educated, yes. It came down to religious religion. Because Pergamon had the first great altar in Asia. The Dina. See, you've got that. The first mighty altar to be preached to deify Dina in Pergamon. But it is what Paul used for. Ah, take it for. Very nice. But you can see the man. And it was there. That shakes your passion, that shakes your roots of pride, and says, who do you believe? Intellectually, it won't make any difference, of course, if you take that to me. Speak of any man who's written on the plan to see that. Well, it can certainly make life different for you if you do, because that sword is hanging over your head. The magisterial sword.
greater intervention from that altar, the great and greater altar, the seat of God, and do the same. And give the man standing again. So it is saying, and he passed. You know what he passed here. And he again passed it all against God. He's standing alone. He's standing alone. He's against God. He's against the imperial Rome. He's against the intellect of Greece. He's against religious ecumenicalism. Neither worship was ever meant to be excluded. It was meant to be excluded. You need to rope, I think, a food of things of any kind. Ecumenical and Jacob and Silver Jay. Jacob's servant, to the room, to the burial, again, going into interdenominationalism. Interdenominationalism, what do you do with ecumenicalism? Why should you be so fanatical to stand apart from the charismatic movement that will become the race of men that binds the heart of Christ to God? Whether we're living in a dangerous place or a dangerous time. Did you read that? Working, cooking, working, brother. In the days of my grateful mother, Antipati, to the end of all. Oh, we're not even willing to stand up on your 70th because for the truth of God. That's what you're going to ask. You say, what happened to that? Christy doesn't tell us. Christy tells us, he's a sinner. We challenge the Buddhist in his intent of the offer of Caesar and his confusion. He was forbidden to a bull, a copper bull, and he was brought to the light. And was after that, my faithful God. The Lord took his name into the record text. He stands against you. You can see the picture of the text. Take it on the name. Yes. It means copper. Take up three points. That's it. I want you to see that the value of Pentecost. What the Lord, what value the Lord cares of not testimony from him. But it is meant to bribe us. The young people, the disciple of your faith, and the great man. Looking at the question of baptism. And then we're looking at the question of Yahweh. Where do you see it with faith and testimony? I want to suggest to your heart that if you come to the scripture with a little man, with a confused spirit, and before the spirit of God, you'll be guided, you'll be guided, and you'll find yourself. The baptized belief amongst the company of God's people that holds the authority of the Scripture, the activity of the Spirit, bringing together the association, and that will be our strength. Denominationalism. That seems to me. The Lord speaks down to earth, and he says this, I will not let you go down. He said, I look at the Lord, the golden vast. Did you notice that? Golden vast my head. I look at the Lord, thank God, that's been allowing me, that my character is loyal to Christ. You see, but just a moment. You can't look at what. I don't understand what you mean by loyalty to
them, and you're going to be loyal to them. Would you be loyal to the name? The name stands for the purpose. Look at this. A name in the New Testament, the Lord's name, is used in three ways. It's used such that you will love and serve as the name on the signboard. Not the name outside the hall, please. They won't come. And here's the man who's free. Matthew 18 and 20. You want to tell you? For two or three are gathered together unto my name. Here's the sidewalk. Two or three is the congregation. Gathered together for congregation. Unto my name is the congregation. And the Lord said, there am I in the midst of them. Now that is a passage from which it takes its account. That begins the way back to chapter 70, where Peter is sent to test that faith. And then it's not the goodness man. But you notice it. The Lord has to take good advice. Well, he has been married then. And in his own path, they are treating him as a stranger. Are you associated with me? It's a stranger they take good advice. So we're strangers. Stranger? Chapter 18 introduces the children. Then chapter 18 brings in a brethren. With a climax. The Lord said, look, stranger, children, brethren, or gathered in my name, precious name. Don't allow any denominational name to reach to the mind of the people of God. His name alone is unified. The love of every sin to be gathered to that holy name. Unto my name. I gave you my life to mark. You come to all the same. I bring that. Could you imagine how I would be if you say to me, Jim, I think I'll carry your name longer. 34 years ago, married to my dad, 34 years ago. He said, I was one of the better days. I still love you, you know, but I'll just change my name. How do you say that? Abbott, how do you think my favorite is? On my name? Mm-hmm. I'm not describing other names of great men, the best of marvelous testimony of God. We're not disputing the value of church doctrines that have marked the ship, telling each other they're valuable and valuable, they're not gathering together. Yea, Lord Jesus Christ, that day is the day of God. The name of the text, Gospel, in my name. That's only a blank text in certain circumstances. When I'm acting for the present, when I'm doing history, then I have the right to present the fact. It's the name of the text. Then the third will be finished with the name of the marching order. In Christ's name. That name is trying to command, who is into all the world to preach the gospel to every creature. There is a command that comes down from the Lord of John, and this preacher should have said, the name of the Lord. Tonight, my name, that's what the Lord here has said to the church of Rome. Thou holdest fast, my name. My brother, what did you have? Have you a covenant? Have you?
held fast to me. Lord, to the person. We spoke the other night of the ocean. I would like again the coastal square. The sermon. I'm not a big man today because I live with people. I was there and I've been gone a long time. And not only because I like your practices, and some of my students like them. But I'm there because they won't be there. But the scripture will allow me. But I'm there because of that. Show me my face. One time in three. Oh God, we answer that. Thou shalt never think of me, for the God says that. Oh, never let your garden quite go, let your daughter quit. The beautiful of our school is correct, be beautiful to us. You know what I'm not? You let your heart be done? Loyalty to his passion. I will do something more. I shall deny my day. That's loyalty to his pretext. I'm going to my dick. Now I'm going to say something that may shock you. Rome is not a religion. You all agree with that. But there is not a denomination in Christendom that can deny some basic truth of the Word of God. Send them all to the Spirit of God. And where the Spirit of God will preach it. Is the place where there should be heresy, the priest, allowed them to be. There's a denial of the virgin life. There's a denial of the holy life. There's a denial of the atoning death. There's a denial of the body of the man. There's a denial of the command of God, man. Down from that come over through other statements that abandon the truth of God. Until you find the assemblies are even affected by it. They're set aside the very principles and practices of law and rules which obey the priest. Not deny my name and by my life. You see, the Lord God. When our little day on earth is done, our little day of heaven is complete. You know the light of heaven will be there. The reward of heaven is passion and victory. And you know we wish that. Have you had a kind thing to prove our faithfulness? Down to them, that is the beginning. When you come to the second point, I quickly want to make it. Against that valid testimony, the Lord has this to say, here's the verdict of concern. Verdict of concern. What do you mean? Our God, he said, accusing against it, those who preach him now. And the few things that he has against them center on community. One teaching has to do with the doctrine of sin, the law of sin, the act of suffering, that's number one. And then the second is the teaching connected with the legal plan. That's number two. Now let's take number one, the teaching of sin. And I'm going to put it to you that the whole essence of Bill's teaching of this. Be more relaxed in your loyalty. You're too tight. You're too strict. You're too separate. Look at that separate people in number. God said that a pact and the whole interest of sin is to compromise. Philip is brought in. sins were forgiven. And guilt for sin. But God doesn't love. He won't allow to separate, sanctify, change, be to be crushed like that. That's why the hero has a second straight in his book. He says, Philip, I tell you how those people will stumble. And it's a very clever move. You put them in touch with those beautiful carrots of swamp. The direction of that. You know what will happen? God will have to judge them. You even make the Holy God the instrument of your life. That's the summary of the truth. The word of the Lord. Ephesus goes back to Genesis, the fall, and so on, all of them. Turn to the fact that we did. And the furnace, through the fire. Turn to the fact that we did. The flesh, hungry, real, is the point of realty. Cut them off. Let them rest all of them. When I study a chicken picture, the picture of Israel while you abandon the first life, choose the other, and rest all of them. Now,
from 56 to 1519, where you have
Lutheran Church, and then to come to Metropolitan Bishop, and then to the Archbishop, and then to the Bishop of Rome. And you can see that hierarchical structure that becomes then identified with the familial threat. All that goes with that system. And it's all around.
You wouldn't think of the congregation, would you? You wouldn't think that man would deny the autonomy of the service and the right of the service God gave you, chiefs and leaders, elders and bishops and shepherds from the government, so that there is divine autonomy within the service.
You wouldn't imagine that then the church is born, organization, set up that which could become that for the truly element, not the name of God. It's very sensible, of course. But you're in the wilderness. You're giving birth to the flesh. It's not only sensible, it's reasonable, isn't it? And then you better get your still creature spinning in the Bible soon for the new university. So that then you respect your leader. And you just set them apart. And thus they control and dominate the one which they might get. God delivers to send his people, submit her to the Spirit of God, that which will produce and boldness, action, procedures, and leaders, and preachers in the assembly, so that they manifest the very characteristics of Christ as the Spirit of God. This is just exactly where worthy Christians were beginning to come in. And there's a note. It's this. Not only do you have the value of death, not only do you have the verdict of death, but you have a final note. That the Lord speaks to the to the chapter. He puts it up to a text. Here's the one for command. Repent, or I will come against thee. I will come. From the east end. And will fight against them. Look at the general. Go not. I will come over you. I will fight against them. If you don't be, I'll not be. You know what the Lord means? He meant to take the scriptural discipline again. That we mean that to the man. Now, brethren, I can't step off the platform without saying it. A lot of our young men are in the weakness and ears. And you are saying. I hope it's not your colour. The weakness that will not stand in the scripture. I may say what the scripture is, that the sin, and they are in, testimony for God because the sin, needs to be done. You say that's the condition for the result. Can you imagine that the work in your heart? It will come in. Could you imagine a genuine believer with scriptural conviction developing a spiritual appetite and trust that will be the result of the weekend comes? It sends in that what the desire of the people from that hidden man, the cleansed, the devotion to God, to draw from him the strength. Not only us, but in good life. I will give it. A fine stone. And you may enter it. You don't go. Between heaven and earth. Here is the Lord. It'll be no fire. It'll come in there. Because he will.